Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This one's from Afghanistan. You dropped a bomb on me. President Trump calls the massive bomb drop on the ISIS target in Afghanistan another successful event. The U.S. military today dropped America's most powerful non-nuclear bomb on ISIS targets in Afghanistan. It's the first time this type of weapon has been used in battle, according to U.S. officials. A GBU-43B Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, or MOAB, nicknamed the mother of all bombs, was dropped at 7:32 p.m. local time, according to four U.S. military officials. A MOAB is a 21,600-pound GPS-guided munition dropped by an MC-130 aircraft stationed in Afghanistan, operated by Air Force Special Ops Command. And the target was an ISIS cave and tunnel complex and personnel in the Achim district of the Nangarhar province.
Do, will we ever really know for sure if these are successful strikes? Because I've watched Homeland, and they, sometimes they say it's a success when it's really not.
Yeah, I've only seen season one of Homeland, but I would hope that it would destroy a bunch of their tunnel systems and their leadership. I don't know if we ever get the truth about things like this.
You think Trump asked for, like, give me the bomb brochure, where he just starts going through all the bombs and goes, No. Give me what you got in the back. Give me the off-menu items.
No, this one's terrible. No, this bomb's a total disaster. This bomb's 17,000 pounds, not enough. They're a total disaster. Fake news, fake bomb, fake this. Wait. You have any specials tonight? Well, actually, yes. We have the 21,000 MOAB. All right, let's drop that on there.
So did they say it? I mean, you're right. How do you know if it's a success?
No.
I guess if it didn't hit the wrong place, it's a success.
Right. We didn't kill any friendly forces who were fighting for us, allegedly, so we're good.
I'm looking at some statistics on the MOAB bomb. Yeah. Anything up to 1,000 yards, it will be completely obliterated. Up to a mile, knocks people, tents, light buildings, cars, and jeeps over. Up to 1.7 miles will still kill people, cause severe damage. If you're within 2 miles of it, you will be deaf. And up to 5 miles breaks windows and structural damage.
You say 2 miles and you're deaf?
2 miles and you're deaf. 5 miles, it'll pretty much still ruin your house.
Man.
Sounds like the bomb that Escobar set off in season two of Narcos.
Yeah. Now you're talking. What a great show.
How far do you got to be away to be like, hey, what was that? Yeah.
30 miles away, 10,000-foot high mushroom cloud still visible.
What was that? Yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Somebody in the Bone chat room. Drew, what are your thoughts on the bombing? Are you waiting for your talking points before editorializing? I have no talking points, man. It's so weird, the Republican agenda sometimes. Like, you try to be a centrist, but they try to bait you into... Look, I'm not afraid to ever say I don't know enough about something, and I don't know enough about this to have an opinion. I hate ISIS like everybody else does, so if this bomb puts ISIS off the map, it's awesome. I don't want any more terrorist attacks here. I don't want any terrorist attacks in Egypt or any place else like that.
The location of the bombing, what were they saying, that this is where ISIS headquarters was? Well, why did they decide to bomb this area?
Yes, I believe there is a complex tunnel system that they found out that this is where ISIS is meeting and tunneling and communicating and all that stuff. But, hopefully we are getting the truth on this one, and hopefully it will eradicate ISIS, because they're horrible people, and they should be eliminated from the planet, in my opinion. So great job to this administration, if everything we're hearing is true, and I have no reason to believe that it's not. The longtime historian and librarian at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. If you've ever gone to the USF St. Pete and you've gotten a book from James Schnur, who, by the way, sometimes the mugshot looks exactly like what the person did. And in this case, when I looked at the mugshot of James Schnur, 51 of Seminole, I said, yeah, this guy looks like he would have been arrested for possession of child pornography and bestiality.
He looks like, who's the End of the Night singer?
Benny Mardones.
That's who he looks like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Benny.
He does kind of look like Benny Mardones. They found kiddie porn and bestiality porn on his computer. He joined the staff of the school's Nelson Pointer Memorial Library in 2002, serving as special collections librarian. Also teaches at Eckerd College and USF Tampa. Rob Hooker, an adjunct professor in journalism at USFSP, said he is widely regarded as one of students' best friends on campus because he goes above and beyond to help students in their research and help professors in their classroom. A lifelong resident of Pinellas County, the author of 5 books, Schnurr is often quoted about state and local history. Past president of the Pinellas County Historical Society, he served on the board of the Florida Historical Society. In 2015, he won that organization's 2015 presidential citation. As of today at noon, still in the county jail.
Can you have child porn on your computer and not necessarily be a child molester?
Yes.
You looked at the porn, but you've never actually physically harmed a
right.
kid.
Or is it the same thing that if you're looking at that stuff, you're probably doing other things?
You're on the path.
You're in the same sphere. If you've never touched another kid, but you have kiddie porn, you're still going to go to jail and you should go to jail. But in my opinion, you're not as bad as someone who acts on it and diddles kids.
When we say kiddie porn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking here?
We're talking children.
Children like dancing around?
Children having sex with each other or adults.
Okay, well, yeah, that's bad.
That's honestly just as worse because for that kiddie porn to take place, a child is still being abused. So
you're just watching a kid like dancing around.
Well, yeah, if you find strange, you know, satisfaction out of normal things, that's your own thing. But if there's something illegal taking place, to me, you're just as guilty.
Right.
Yes, you are allowing children to be abused because you are a purveyor of the pornography. So you're complicit in that act.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you as bad as someone who goes and snatches a kid off the street and buggers him?
Well, that person obviously is, distributing child porn and doesn't exist unless people are watching it and paying for it. So
true.
Without the people watching it, that doesn't work.
That is true. That is very, very true. Yes, okay, I would like to walk back my comments then. He is just as bad as a kid diddler and should fry.
And let's not forget, he's watching bestiality stuff, too.
Okay, I was going to get to the bestiality.
You got to leave those dogs alone.
And you know his dog.
Yeah.
Well, or horses.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
Dogs, horses, llamas, right?
Goats.
Llama?
Sheep.
I don't know much about it. I just, you know.
Mongoose,
no,
wombats.
No mongoose.
Oh, yeah, they're banging marsupials right in the pocket.
Oh, no.
It's called pouch effing.
That's a special kind of
bestiality. Yeah, that's you got something wrong with you.
Do you think they're leaving the manatees alone?
What?
No.
No, they're banging manatees.
No, they're not.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not hooking up with manatees.
You ever see a manatee wiener? They're big.
Yeah. Are they?
Manatees don't play that.
No, they're huge. And they can autofillate.
Well, just because manatees are hung doesn't mean that they're in bestiality.
No, they're bisexual.
They're also easy to wrangle. They're not very fast.
Manatees?
Yeah.
You can catch one.
Yeah.
I don't know where you'd put it, though, because I don't know where their orifice might be. I mean, they're oh boy, I hope our vice president's not listening to the show today. Just realized that.
Sorry, just, you know, leave the manatees alone.
Please, don't molest the manatees or alligators.
Or dogs or horses.
If you're going to be a bestiality kind of person, then go for an animal that could fight back. Like a bear or a lion or something like that. There should be some risk involved, right?
Or maybe an insect. No, I'm just saying, if someone hooked up with a spider, nobody would be upset, would they?
Along came a spider, and then he came again.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Banging a tarantula?
If you have to look at that stuff, maybe dabble with a ladybug.
Like, that arouses people, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something really wrong with you.
Is that an area? Like, is that something that exists?
What, bestiality?
Well, no, not bestiality, but, like, outside of the animals you think of, like the horse and the llama and stuff. Like, are people turned in by lizards and insects?
You can't do anything with a lizard.
No, there's nothing you can do with a lizard. They'll explode. Trust me.
You know.
You put a lizard in your butt?
That's about all you can do, man. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, what do you do with this lizard?
Would you be willing to put $5,000 on the fact that there's nobody that has ever been turned on by an iguana?
No.
Okay, see?
People are turned on by everything.
Oh, exactly. Definitely iguana. He's
yeah, they're
big.
Sexy.
They're big.
But not a lizard?
Not a small little, like a little knoll.
What a chameleon.
I mean, a karma chameleon, but your average run-of-the-mill chameleon, probably not. But a salamander, maybe. I don't know. I've never been turned on by lizards before.
No animal, bug, insect.
If I had to bang one, though, it'd be a Komodo dragon, because they're big and you can hold on to it.
Bite your wiener off.
You try. You know, but it's going to be a fun time in the meantime.
Approach him from the back.
Anyway, Professor Schnurr, yeah, you definitely do that. Professor Schnurr was arrested at his home in Seminole about 7:30 yesterday morning. Detectives said their investigation began in January after they received a tip. And then the images depict pornography and bestiality, and they found all of that on his computer. And he has been placed on leave from USFSP pending the university's review of this matter. Finally, we've all had that craving for McDonald's. We've all, wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, my God, I need a quarter pounder of cheese right now. I need a McGriddle. I need
double
a hash brown.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Well, an eight-year-old kid, got behind the wheel of his dad's van with his four-year-old sister, and drove to McDonald's. WFMJ TV is reporting that the boy pulled up to the drive-thru restaurant in East Palestine, Ohio, about 8 o'clock Sunday after driving about a half mile from his home. The kid's parents were sleeping. Now, the best part is cops told the TV station that the boy learned how to drive by watching videos on YouTube. Witnesses told officers that the boy followed the rules of the road. He stopped for lights. He obeyed speed limits. Went over railroad tracks safely. The kids ate at McDonald's while they waited for their grandparents to pick him up. Cops said no charges will be filed.
Wait, they actually ate? They went through the drive-thru?
I think when they went through the drive-thru, they probably arrested him.
That's pretty good, though, I got to say. Give him some credit.
They're like, hey, you know, how can I help you?
It is impressive that it was a half mile from their home and got there safely.
I tell you what, an eight-year-old kid, by watching YouTube videos.
Well, you said you won't even let your 13-year-old son drive.
I will now.
And he had his, like you said, his sister in the car with him?
Yeah, four-year-old.
She was four?
Four.
He was like, let's go get a Happy Meal.
4 years old. Like, we're going to go up to McDonald's.
Does it say what time of the morning or night this was? Because I'm just interested in how the parents could sleep through all this.
8:15 at night, which is very early for parents to be sleeping. Something doesn't add up here.
I mean, it's not like they passed out from being on meth, or then they would have filed charges.
Where'd this kid get money?
To get the McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's a good question, too.
I mean, there was probably enough in the change holder. But if he's smart enough to go onto YouTube, I'm sure he's smart enough to go into his mom's purse or dad's wallet.
For sure.
I don't think he did anything wrong. No. He said he was sitting there. They were eating food when the cop...
Just like, what's the problem? Yum, 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 yum. That is amazing. 8 years old, and he got there and with no issues.
What do you think about him? 8-year-old takes the car. That's probably where I would go.
Yeah, McDonald's. Sure, where else are you going to go? Toys R Us? You got your 4-year-old sister with you? That 4-year-old must have been having the time of her life. She must think her big brother just hung the moon,
He's
you know?
He's a hero, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, we're going to get Happy Meals. He's like, that's right. How does he reach the because...
He's like one of those tall 8-year-olds.
He made it, man.
That's amazing.
Probably sit on a couple phone books.
Yeah, look at all you losers getting at tickets and accidents out there. You got an 8-year-old kid who's putting you to shame.
It's driving's easier than anything.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. When we come back, let me take this first. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, I was just calling to say you guys have an awesome, awesome show. First time listener. I'm sorry, first time caller. Oh. And I also want to give a shout out to my girlfriend that's cool. Is that all right?
Nope. 727-579-1025. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, you just calling about the East Palestine story with the kid driving?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Ohio, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Ohio, next town over to that place. And this is a place that we used to joke about in high school. They had Super 8s. It was airborne in that town. This was a town that used to make fun of us for being country bumpkins.
Oh.
Used to have flannel day. And now they got a kid in national news driving a car to McDonald's.
So who won that battle then, your town or their town?
Oh, our town. We used to beat them by 40, man. Come on.
Well, I mean, but they have 8-year-old kids who are smart enough to drive to McDonald's to get a cheeseburger. What you got?
Well, we didn't even have a McDonald's, man. We didn't even have a street light.
What did you have?
Yeah.
Oh, it was our school, and then there were cornfields all around, just a bunch of pumpkins, man.
I would say East Palestine won this battle, sir. This kid is a hero. He took his four-year-old sister to McDonald's and got some food, dude. What'd you do? Bang a tractor?
Thank you.
Any port in a storm.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.